Live Bait, J.M. Walsh. The bibliography of the prolific James Morgan Walsh, 1897 to 1952, was impressive, with 57 novels of crime, espionage and detective fiction published between 1921, Tap Tap Island, and 1952, King of Tiger Bay. Then there is a realization that he also wrote 25 similar novels as Stephen Maddock, plus additional books in the thriller category, as well as fantasy and science fiction as George M. White, H. Haverstock Hill, and Jack Carew. And of course, he was also a prolific short story writer, his first being published when he was only 16 while he worked in his father's stationery store. He asserted that in 1929 alone, he had 30 stories accepted by magazines. Born in Australia, he became a full-time writer in 1923 and moved to London in 1925, shortly after his marriage. While his early books were set in Australia, the Far East and the Pacific Islands, the demand of his English publishers, mostly Collins and Hamish Hamilton, was that they be set in England. Walsh complied, even rewriting three novels with Australian backgrounds to have them set in England: The White Mask, 1925, The League of Missing Men, 1927, and The Man Behind the Curtain, 1927. His popularity was so great that he was often called the Australian Edgar Wallace and the Australian E. Phillips Oppenheim, the two most popular English thriller writers of the time. One of Walsh's most successful series characters was the British Secret Service agent Oliver Keane, who appeared in at least 12 books. In Spies Vendetta, 1936, he imagines an invention that would allow airplanes to be powered by radio waves, and in Secret Weapons, 1940, he anticipates guided missiles being used as weapons. I have been unable to trace the original publication of this story. It was collected in My Best Spy Story, edited anonymously, London, Faber & Faber, 1938.